USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Nepal Army is reporting the wreckage of a prop-powered plane that vanished from radar with 22 people on board has been found in the mountains of Nepal's Mustang District on Monday. That location is a few hundred miles northwest of Kathmandu. One of the young victims of the Uvalde, Texas school massacre bled to death while waiting for over an hour for police to come to the rescue, possibly dying because of the choice not to confront the shooter. State Senator Roland Gutierrez told CNN over the weekend that a victim's mother recalled to him how the child might have lived if cops hadn't been slow to move in on the killer.
It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw on the police delay to confront the active shooter. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
The trial that exposed Hillary Clinton's witch hunt on President Trump continues.
The trial continues for Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, who was charged with a felony for making false statements to the FBI. This was during the inquiry by Special Counsel John Durham into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on this case.
This jury is very possible to get a hung jury or even an acquittal. That doesn't mean that the case hasn't been made, that the American people haven't seen sworn testimony that Hillary Clinton knew what they were doing when they falsely accused the president, when they paid to mislead in some way the FBI. And it does mean that when we take control in January, as we anticipate we will, that we've got to help clean house in the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
There's a lot of outrage from some families of the victims over President Biden visiting Uvalde, Texas, following the mass shooting there last week. Stella Chavez, a reporter for KERA News, told CNN on Sunday she's heard a lot of outrage from people. Folks disapproved of the politicians' what could have happened, what should have happened statements, and want the focus to be on the kids. Nick Catarano spent years working for Disney. He was on One America News overnight discussing how woke political Disney is not the same Disney he fell in love with at the beginning of his career.
It's stunning for a lot of us to see the change, but, you know, now that we see it all out in the open, when you look back, you could see all the dots connecting that we were headed this way. So this seems to be something bigger. It seems beyond culture. It seems that there's a bigger agenda involved, and I don't think anybody at these corporate levels are even worried about the money. It's an ideology. And for me and my observation, my commentary has just been, it seems like a tool in the Marxist toolbox, another hammer to really hammer us all. Yeah. And begin to divide and complicate things. And you know, you're seeing it with inflation, open borders, medical freedom. We can go on and on, but this is just, it's just an assault on the American people.
The National Basketball Association finals are set. Boston beat Miami 196 overnight in Game 7 of the Eastern Finals and will face Golden State. Game 1 is Thursday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.